are in Simen Samach Vav, Tif Beis. Im Shachach Laniach Tzitzis Utfilin, he forgot to put on Tzitzis Utfilin, Yochel Lahafsik Bein HaProkim Lahanicham. So Bein HaProkim is allowed to put them on, Vivorech Aleihem, and I'll make a broche, say on the Talis, say on the Tfilin, Bein HaProkim. V'yeish oimrim, others hold, shelo yevorech aleihem adachar ha-tfilah, that you put them on, but you don't make a broche. V'hochi nog le'inyin talus. So the Ramos Machia, behavior seems three shittas. The Machaba held that bein ha-prokim, one puts them on, talus, and tefillin, and he makes a broche. That's what the Machaba holds. V'yesh oimrim, and others hold, shelo yevorech aleihem adachar tefillin, you put on the talus and the tefillin, you don't make a broche at all. You make the broche after Shemayna Esrei. And the Ramah says, he's machiyah v'hochi nog linyan talus. So the Ramah says as follows. Le'inyin talis, I agree with them. Not like the Mechaba, you can make a broch on the talis. You can't make a broch on, you can put it on, but don't make a broch. But l'gabi tefillin, you put it on, you make a broch. Let us perhaps see the Mishnah Berurah will understand perhaps a little better. Im shochach, so the Mechaba explains the scenario that he didn't put on tefillin or tzitzis before was he forgot. Or he was an anus. He didn't have tzitzis or tefillin. So the first opportunity he got tzitzis or tefillin was he's in the middle of Birchas Krishma. So then we have a Seder Bein HaProkim. Ve'im nizdamen loy be'emtza ha-perik. What is if he got, was still going according to the Mechaba? The Mechaba says, you make a broche, say by talis, say by tulin, bein ha-prokim. So what is ve'im nizdamen loy be'emtza ha-perik? Yishet milenicham ad bein haprokim. So he should wait till bein haprokim, kedei sheyih yuchal levorech aleihem. He should be able to make a broche. So memele, so even though he got the talus and tefillin, wait, he got the middle of a meir or all the tzvadoim aleh barachmim, and someone brings him talus and tefillin. So let him wait, or put it on, or say yitza ma'ires. Then he'll go and put out the talus, make the broche, and do the tefillin. Avo im nizdamin loy tefillin be'emtza kriyashma. But what is if he got tefillin in the middle of kriyashma? Yaniach tekev. So then he should put it on right away. Kichol teva. V'teivo shal krishma mitzvah shia olav tefillin, v'anoche tiyye bevroche. But here he says, amore v'kechidish, and this is the lotion of the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim says as follows. Avolim igi eloi tefillin be'emtza shma, oi v'ho yoyim shamoya, oi be'emtza v'yoyimah, Mevorech aleihem miyad. Then you should make a broche right away. Matam ki kol dibur shebekrishme, every word in krishme tzorich tefillin. It should be said with tefillin. Samaradi kechidish, we have to appreciate this. Every word in krishme needs tefillin. And he says, vayoymer. Now we would think perhaps lahavta says, Shaltam loisa yadecho, or the second, the boyim shemoya, kshaltam oisam, Vayoyma Machlal doesn't speak about tefillin, and somehow the Derech HaChaim says that he got tefillin b'em sashma, evoyim shamoya, b'em sabayoyma, mevorech aleyim miyad. V'atam ki kol dibur shebekrishme tzorech tefillin. So memele lechein leyamtin. So there is no Indian to wait. That means like this. If I get the tefillin and hamelot v'doim ele barachmim, it's bichas krishme. So it is not necessary that in the middle of a bichas krishme to wear tefillin. So therefore you wait to bein haprokim, baruch at Hashem yetzah ha-moiris, and then you put on the tefillin. There's no necessity to put on the tefillin in the middle of the bracha, so you wait till the end of the bracha. But when there's a necessity to make the bracha right now, every word of Krishna needs a bracha. So what they told me to wait. I can't wait. There's a chiyuv right now to say. And he says the same thing, v'chein be'emse emes v'yatsiv. Now he's by, so there, there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin for Shemayna Esrei. I have to put it on for Shemayna Esrei. And the only way I can put it on for Shemayna Esrei, I can't put it on after Gol Yisrael, because then I can't be mafsik to Gol Yisrael. So I have to put it on before I should have tefillin. In the Zachim, I should be wearing tefillin by Shemayna Esrei, and the only mokim I can put on the tefillin is I'm a v'yatsiv v'nochem. I'm in the middle of v'emtza peirik. So you put it on there. Yes. That's 100% true. But if you are able to make the bracha, you should definitely make the bracha. So bein haprokim, the mechaba holds it's not a hepsik, period. So you can make a broche for the broche of this, and the Ramos so holds. We didn't see the reason yet. By tefillin, he agrees with him, and by talis not. We'll see soon. Yeah. But by tefillin, he's saying it seems a fill according to the mechaba who spoke bein aprokim. He said bein the yochel hafsik bein aprokim la'anichom, because you could wait till bein aprokim. But here there's a dire need to put on now the tefillin. So Mamela, and so you should make a broch. Well, let's put this on hold, and perhaps we'll come back to this. This is you're asking a very good shaila, but we'll come back to this later. Al Koponim, so here we have that the Mechaber says that Bein HaProkim, you put on a talus and a tefillin, you make a brochim. The Ramos says, V'hochi nog le'inyin, v'yesh oimim shelo yivorech aleim adach ha'tefillin. Now, the Ramos brings out cheetahs that are chaylik on the Mechaber. And they hold a fulu bein haprokim, you do not make a brocha on talis. Only by tefillin. Talis. The betzitzis, why is talis different than tefillin? The betzitzis einoi choivas gavro. Tzitzis is not a choiv of a person to wear tzitzis. Shim einoi talis. He's not wearing a talus, he doesn't have to wear tzitzis. V'yuchal likrois krishma b'li tzitzis. So the krishma is somehow not dependent If I don't wear a talus, I don't wear a talus. Finished. The krishma is not in any way nigra that I'm not wearing a talus. So memela, so I'm putting, so it's not necessary for, it is not necessary for the krishma to wear a talus. And I'm not mechuyev to wear a talus, so don't put it on. So even if I put it on, don't make a brocha. Alkein mikri hafsoka al yedei habrocha. So it's called a hefsik. That means if in reality this is not necessary to be done now, so I put it on, so you put it on, but there's no hefta to make a brocha because there was no chiyuv to put it on. Avol tefillin hu chayves haguf. A tefillin is a chiyuv on the person. That's not if talus, if you have a talus shel, but talus knafis, you should put on tzitzis. Avol tefillin hu chayves haguf. A tefillin is a chiyuv on the person to wear tefillin. V'gam bilti a tefillin hu kemeid eidu sheke ba'atzmechas v'shom. There it says, k'shartam lo yisal yedech, you should put on tefillin. Shaima ogshartem einekoisha. Okay, noktinon kedeya rishainen. So then we hold like the deya rishainen, the loich shiva hefsik. That means the deya rishainen held that you could make a broche. The deya rishainen held you can make a broche by talus also. We don't paskin like that. Because there's no necessity to put on a talus now. There's no chiv to put on a talus now. So therefore, and that will be machmer, since there's no necessity, so you should not be mafsik to make a broche. So you put on the talus, and you make a broche after Shemay Nesre. Okay, Natinik de Rishon, the chiv, a hefsik by tefillin. L'choze le'inyin ha-broche. Avol ha-levisha. Ladamuta, Lavisha Lavadamuta, but to put on a talus in the middle of Krishna, that's no problem. That's not called a hefsik. Lahacha atvile after davening, after Shmenesra, Yamashmis Betsis Vyavorich. Umashmi Bebesha, he said, Atvile Beemza Haperik. Mutter alavisha. That means till now we didn't speak about this, but the mechaber said you love to put on a talus to make a broche bein aprokim. He didn't speak about emtsa perik. He didn't say you're permitted to put on a talus to make a broche. So the Beis Yosef says that to put on the talus is no problem. By putting on the talus. The whole problem is the broche. She's not permitted to make a broche, but you'll have to put it on. Umashme bebeisha istafila bemsa perik muta halavisha, you'll have to put on. Levad mi perik rishon shel kriyishma. But the first parsha of Krishma, you should not put on the talus. Now, what is the problem by the first parsha of Krishna to put on the talus? So the Beis Yosef explains, we had learned before that by the first parsha of Krishna, one should not do anything. He should not do melacha. He should not be meramis, because that makes the first parsha like it's arai. It has to be with the Barta Bum. You have to focus completely on the first parsha and not to meloche, not to be meramez. The second parsha you're allowed already. But the first parsha, there's a chiv that it has to be said with full concentration. So therefore, so you should not put on a talus by the first parsha. You don't have to put on the talus. And so I'd advise you not to put on the talus because by putting on the talus, you are taking away you're not focusing completely on what you're saying. And by the first parsha, it is in the dibarta bom, that the whole Hebrew should be bekviyus, you should focus completely and what you say. So don't put on a talus. Why are you putting on a talus? Tzitzis, too much tzitzis. I have news for you. There's no way to check it by tzitzis at all. There's no way to... I'll tell you why. Because here it says there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to... Shaltim lois ayyadechus. There's a chiyuv to put on tefillin. But by talus it says if you have a talus show dollar knuffers, you should put on tzitzis. So... No. That ain't the shek at all. The pasuk says if you have a dal, I'll come from big day. If you have a dal, shall dal come? She put on sisters. I don't have.
I do have.
Yeah. If you wear it, you have. If you don't, it's in front of you. It's gone. If you, it's a chayvus chayvus kavu, not chayvus money. What? Others say forget you. Others mentioned this that you have a talus cotton also. But they also say this for him. I mean, others mention he has a talus cotton. Others say, well, he doesn't have a talus cotton. Yes. Yeah. But that's the same thing because there's no chiv to wear a talus. If so, some amela, so al kaponim. So there's no chiv to wear a talus. Al kaponim. So here, by the first Pesach is no chiyuv, so you are, by putting it on, the only thing that you're accomplishing is that you're not focusing on the parsha. You have to focus completely on the first parsha with the Baal Tabor. But, Omash Meshoyis Afila Ben Saperk Mutar Halavisha. That means in the second parsha, the third parsha, so what am I doing wrong? The chiyuv to focus completely on what I'm saying is not applicable by the second or third parsha. A brocha I'm not permitted to make because there's no chiv on me to put it on. So there's no chiv to, but there's no heter to be mamsik. Because of a prima godim, the hochi noktinin kachos haramo. So now we know, so far we know as follows. And by tefillin, the halacha is that one should put it on bein aprokim and make a broche. And we have that by yetsa ba'iris, you can put it on and make a broche. Gemucha is a machlokes what broche he should make. Others say only should make lahaniach. Don't be from now and make two broches and Baruch Shem Kavoy. It's make lahaniach. And the Fikim Meginim says, I think you can make both brachas. But let's assume, like this sheet, you make laniach and finish the niach patos the shalosh, and that's what we'll do by bein aprokim. Bein seperik, there's no need to put it on now, so wait till bein aprokim. If you're in the middle of Krishma, there's a chiv to wear tefillin out, so it's a chiv to wear tefillin out. I put on tefillin and make the bracha in the middle of Krishma. That is by tefillin and by talis. So the Vali says you can put it on. Besides the first peg, you shouldn't put it on. But since there is no necessity to wear the talis now, it's a nice thing. I mean, but there's no necessity now to wear it. So there's no heter to be mamsik to make a bracha. Veheicha, now we're going to have a very interesting halacha, which needs explanation. Veheicha shu yoshev bebeis haknesses. A person is sitting in shul, or mizbayish, leishev olov belitalus. He's mizbayish to sit without a talus. He's very embarrassed. L'kula alma yochel avoich olov bein haklokim. So let us see first what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. And then let us try to explain why he's saying this. Now we have such a scenario. Someone, he's married, he always wears a talus, and now he feels like he's somehow... He was someone was supposed to bring him a talis, and finally they brought him a talis after Bohu. So theoretically, we would tell him, no, you could put it on. You could put it on the full Ben Saper, you could put it on. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, which this is an Eben Ha'ezer. The Eben Ha'ezer says, no. Wait till Yaita Hamoiris, they make Shekichonim, with voice of Lysata, the Tzitzis, and put it on. So the Bemison, the Afiki Meginim, asks on this Allah, he says he doesn't understand. I mean, this person has a problem. He's embarrassed to sit without a talus. The Baldik, so put on the talus. But Mahesi Tesi, he should make a brocha. What happens there to make a brocha? Because he's embarrassed. So, I mean, the embarrassment will go away when he puts on the talus. But if for a talus, you don't make a brocha, so why should you make a brocha? This kasha that Fikim Meginim asks. The Makayr of this halach is an Eben Ha'ezer. The Eben Ha'ezer, I think this is what the Eben Ha'ezer means. The Eben Ha'ezer says as follows. He says, by Bein HaProkim, Yeshoyu Mitnei HaKovet. Now let's talk Bein HaProkim, by Yoitza HaMoiris. So Me'ikar Adin, Yoitza HaMoiris, Ha'odam Nichbat comes in, it doesn't have to be Ovi Ve'imoi, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Muvik, Ha'odam Nichbat, that's okay. Ados, so Me'ikar Adin, Shoyu Mitnei HaKovet, I ask, I didn't see him in 20 years, Shalom Aleichem, Shoyu Mitnei HaKovet. So, Bein Aprokim is a heter to be mafsik. That means there's a chiyuv to be mechabit someone. And because of this chiyuv, I'm allowed to be mafsik. He says, the chiyuv lechabdoi is matter to be mafsik. The chiyuv to lechabdoi is matter to be mafsik. So lechayre, the Mishnah says in Ovis, the Foshim bring the raya, Yichvoid chavecha chovev alecha kishaloch. The Mishnah says, the chovev of the chavah should be like your own chovev. So they bring a raya, so a person will say, I'm not mechabed myself, so I won't be mechabed him. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah seems to be said a person should be mechabed himself. He should have a self-esteem, and yichvoid chavecha chovev alecha kishaloch. But a person should be mechabed himself also. He shouldn't degrade himself. It seems there's a chiyuv covet on himself. So memele, so now, I said yoitzer hamoiris. Is there a chiyuv? Now, I have two alternatives. I have, by sitting here after yoitzer hamoiris, everyone's looking at me, it's very embarrassing. So I can, So, am I mechuyev al tkvoid atzmecha to put on a talus? Let's talk about chiyuv. Am I mechuyev to do this? So, if there's a din just like shayul mipnei hakovet, shayul mipnei hakovet, mechuyev to ask him taket. Al tkvoid him mechuyev to give him sholem. So, al tmai kovet, I'm also mechuyev. Like this, I look very modern. Everyone's wearing a talus. I'm not wearing a talus. So I'm mechuyev to put on the talus. So if I'm mechuyev to put on the talus, I can make a brocha. You're allowed to be mafsik mipnei hakovet. I think that is what the Eben Ha'ezer means. You're allowed to be mafsik mipnei hakovet. So my mail is a chiv on myself that I shouldn't degrade myself. So it's a chiv to put on the talus. So you're allowed to. Mipnei kvoidi, there's a chiyuv to put on a talus. That means in all the other cases, if I'm not embarrassed, there's no chiyuv to put. Why do you want to put on a talus? Put on it. But there's no chiyuv on you to put on a talus. So the minute there's no chiyuv, so you want to put it on, gesundheit, but don't make a broche because we're in the middle of the Bein HaProkim, so there's no heter to make a broche. But when there's a chiyuv and we see the Mishnah Berurah says and by Krishma, you're not allowed to say a word of Krishma without tefillin, so you make a bracha for the emtza perek. So we see whenever there's a chiyuv, so the chiyuv, if I'm a chiyuv to do what I'm doing, I make a bracha also. So it could be that is pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Let us go a little further. Sif Gimel. Lekadish, v'lekdusha, u'lebolchu, mamsik, afilu, v'emtza haposik. V'chein lemoidim, avo lo yoyma, elo teves moidim bilvat. Now let us see what we're saying so far. That means he's in the middle of a posik, and they're saying Kaddish. Hainu la'omein yeheshme rabba adomayo. So Mamela is in the middle of a posik, in the middle of Krishma, in the middle of Birchus Krishma. So the boyu advor meila sha'anoichin, the chazan says, ve'imro omein, so I meant, ayent omein yeheshme rabba. I'm in the middle. Adomayo. V'loyema yisborach. Yisborach is a machloikis, if it goes together, if it doesn't go together. Now here, this is a shah, if you're allowed to be mamsik, you're not allowed to be mamsik. So I'll tell you, don't be, it's a suffix, so don't be mamsik. V'yana omein acha damiron ba'olma. And you answer omein after damiron ba'olma. So memela, so I'm in the middle of a full of bamka posik. They're saying Kaddish, I say, Omen Yehishmei Rabo, I say, Omen Efter Damir Baum. Avol Al Tiskabo, Yehishlomo, Oise Sholem, Layana Omen, Kiene Elo Minik. These Tiskabo, Tzolois, and Yehishlomo Rabo, Oise Sholem is only a minik. So there's no chiv to say it Bechlau. He says, the Kaddish, the Ika Kaddish is to Damir and Ba'olma Vimra Omein, the Hoysofa and Kaddish is not the Ika Kaddish. For Kaddish, for the Ika Kaddish, I'm allowed to answer Omein, which is Omein Yeshmei Rabba, and Omein after Damir and Ba'olma. Fine. That is the Kaddish. V'lik Dushe, Yoyma Rak Kaddish Uvoruch. He should say Kaddish Uvoruch, Shuzay Ika Kaddushe. V'lo Yimloich, Yimloch he shouldn't say, because Yimloch is not the Ike Kedusha. V'chosh kensh v'layayma n'kadesh, he also shouldn't say. U'shol d'vorim sh'meisifin b'shabbos, he shouldn't say mimkoimcho, kesa, he shouldn't say all this. V'chol z'afilu bein aprokim v'layayma. This is not Kedusha, this is not Kaddish, so there's no heter to be mafsik. Now let's go a little further. Ula bochu. And bochu also, la kadosh kedusha la bochu. Now which bochu are we speaking about? Sha'oine boruch Hashem amvoizach lo labod. So there he was speaking about he's ahead of the shatz. The shatz is saying, bochu Hashem amvoizach by bochu. And he's in the middle of Krishma, the Birchus Krishma. He answers Boch Hashem Avoich Loilavod. He answers Boch. Over Birchus HaTayre, the same thing now, he's in the middle of Birchus Krishma or Krishma, and the Oilel HaTayre says, Boch Hashem Avoich. So he says, Boch Hashem Avoich Loilavod. Now, V'gam omein al soif habrocha. Now here he says something very interesting. That he answers omein, he said the brocha, brocha mal brocha, noisei na teure, he answers omein. V'yesh mefakpekin ba'omein zeh, we'll come back to this. Others say, an omein, you're not allowed to answer. He said a broche, bichas ha-teire, you're not allowed to answer omein on this. Others say, you could answer omein. And the Mishnah Berurah says, bein aprokim yesh lahokul, because bein aprokim, there are poiskim that hold you could answer omein on any broche. the Rabbi Kibegin, the Prima Godom, hold, you can answer Amen on any Boch, say, here, can see, answer Amen, if you're Bein HaProkim. Mafsik. Now, what is the heter of all these Efsakers? Now, Zot the Mishnah Bure, Dim Poisek, Lishoel, Mipnei Kvoid Bosovedom. Now he says like this, Lishoel, we're talking about Lishoel, Mipnei Kvoid Bosovedom. Kalvachoima, Mipnei Kvoid Akodish Bochu. So we have here guidelines. So Lishoel, Mipnei Kvoid Bosovedom, Agavuche, you're not allowed to be Shoel, Mipnei Kvoid Bosovedom. So unless he means that Mipnei Hayira, you're allowed to be Shoel, and maybe he means Mipnei Hayira. In place of Lishoel, Mipnei Kvoid Bosovedom, Zulcher, the lotion is not Adam Nichpot, you're not Shoel, but Kvoid Bosovedom is Meire, Oviv, Veimoy, Rabbi. So this is Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in the Kadosh, say Kedusha, say Kadosh, this is Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Krat Oine, the Am Oine, the Baal Kaponim, so we're allowed to be Mafsik. Umehai Taime Nire, Dim Shoma Teul Ra'omim, this is a Mogen Avraham. What is, I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema, and there's a thunder. Yafsik v'yivorech. So the Magen Avraham says, so you should say, Sati v'ta'arz chamita yer ha-malkoi, Shmochat Hashem, Shekoich ha-gvoros ha-imol ha-yoylam. We just heard a thunder, so he makes this broche. Da'ave mitzvah iveres. That means, so, if you show your mimnei kvoid, Bosso Vedom, Amad the Givis Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yesh Chilkin, and others say, don't compare Bichas Ra'omim to what we're speaking about till now. The Kivin Shu Oisek Bishvoche Shal Moke, Ein Loi Lifsek Bishvil Shevach Acher. Loi Domil Kol Hani Davidove Shebekdushin. Now, L'chaira, he's saying, Amoira de Kezach. Now, L'chaira, he's saying like this. I'm saying, I'm Oisek B'shvochei Shavokim. I'm saying Krishma. I'm saying Bichas Krishma. I'm been Oisek B'kvoidei Shavokim Shal Kodesh Baruch. So what is this? This is Shekoichei Gvorosei Molei Olam. It's also Shavokim Shal Kodesh Baruch. I'm saying a different Shavokim. And here there's a klal oisik b'mitzvah, pata mida mitzvah. I'm being oisik b'kvoide shal kodesh boch, shvoche shal kodesh boch. So why should I stop this and go to a different shvach? So I'm a meile, so I continue. There's no meile of shekeichik v'rosim olay oylam then v'nasati mitar altsach v'chmein, I'm being oisik b'shvoche shal kodesh boch. So what is by these things? This is a davar shebekdusha. So it seems, by a davar shebekdusha, then I'm afsik, maybe it's a bezoyin, or al kaponim, whatever, the mile of a davar shebekdusha outweighs what I'm doing now. This is a davar shebekdusha, niktashti b'sech b'nei yisro, it's a davar shebekdusha, So here you mafsik, but biches ra'omim, this shel b'nei hakoved. I'm being oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. So now al kaponim, we have here a insight why I'm mafsik by all these things. Because this is a davar shebekdusha. This is a davar shebekdusha. So. It seems like that. That's what it seems. It seems that Dovah Shebekdusha is different. You have to be mamsik. So that's why I said the others want to say maybe it's a bezoyim. It's he's mevazeh the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's he's near kikoyva. Whatever it is, but Adobo Shabakdusha overweighs the Divrei Shvach, what I'm doing, and here is no denoisik b'mitzvah, and I'm a chuyiv to answer. So we have guidelines. The Magen Avraham didn't hold like that. Magen Avraham held that the Magen Avraham held this is Shoyl Mepnei HaKoved, maybe it's Kvayt Shamayim, which is like Shoyl Mepnei HaYira. So just like Be'emtza Perik is Shoyl Mepnei HaYira, so I can say Habroch also, this is another say, no, Davke Dover Shebekdusha. So it could be, I found in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that we heard here before, Machloikis, others, that he says, so now like this, so all the things we're saying till now, Amin Yehishmei Rabbe, is a Dover Shebekdusha, Yiskadol V'Yiskadosh, Kaddish is a Dover Shebekdusha, that's why you need a minion by Kaddish. So the Iker Kaddish is Yehishmei Rabbe Mavorach, Tamir Ba'omim, that's the Iker Kaddish, the other Amins are not so essential. So this is a Dover Shebekdusha, you say, Amen Yeshmei Rabba, Damiram Ba'oba. Fine. Kedusha, Zichon Niktashti B'Soich B'nai Yisrael, Kodesh, so you say the Ike Kedusha, Kodesh and Boruch. Fine. Now, Boruchu, so let's talk about Boruchu. So Boruchu is also a Dover Shabekdusha. You can't say Boruchu without a minion. Boruchu is Hashem HaMavoyroch is a Dover Shabekdusha. So I answer Boruch Hashem HaMavoyroch Zoylamo. That's why the Boruchu by Birchas Krishna. Finished. Now, we're speaking about the Bochu of Bichas HaTorah. Right? So, Yizich answer the Bochu. Now, the Bochu of Bichas HaTorah, you only say it if there's a minion. If there's no minion, you don't finish, you don't say it. So, the whole Bochu is only said, the whole Bochu is only said because it's a Dover Shabekdusha. This is also a Dover Shabekdusha. The Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is a Dover Shabekdusha. So maybe you answer Bochu. So it could be the Amen. After this bracha, this is the whole Birchas HaTorah is a Dover Shabekdusha. So the Amen after Birchas HaTorah is also a Dover Shabekdusha. The whole thing is said with a minion. So the bracha b'toyre b'tzibur alotere b'tzibur is a Dover Shabekdusha. You need a minion for it. So Mamela could be that's the svare of the poiskim who hold that then it seems from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also like that, that the Yomein after Noisin HaTorah is a din of a Dover Shabekdusha, because this is Kishay Meshem Ekra V'Goydul HaVekeinu, this is a Dover Shabekdusha, and therefore you answer Yomein on that broche. Now let's go a little further. No, Zichanat. Seems the bracha achrayin is zichanat. This bracha seems that's yeah.
What about the sense that
if he can go to a place with solek in yoni shizicha do it. If he can, Lachair the Zachiv, he's going to miss the Amin. Lachair, go back to the beginning of the Posek. No. He's saying the Posek, yeah. Now we're talking about Ra'omim. Yeah, and let's just say one more Mishmur Tevas Moedim. By Moedim also, Moedim Anachnu Loch, V'loi Kol HaMoedim Darabono. You say Moedim, Ka'avolo Hefsoke G'doylo, V'nire Duhu Adin Bebein HaProkim. Now, here the reason, I mean, here it doesn't say why by Moedim there's a heter of Moedim. Moedim is a very choshev and tefillah, but here it doesn't. I mean, here we have to understand why Moedim you could be mafsik. I mean, for all practical purposes, I don't know. Nocher Moedim per se doesn't have a din of a davar shebekedusha. Al kaponim seems Moedim has a special chivas, others say, just like by others, you have to be mechaven by moedim. You also have to be mechaven. But upon him here, there's a heter to say moedim and achnu loch. I don't know, Carl. I don't know what to tell you. I did some research, so come, but it's not, it's right from Poshut. What? So, it's not so Poshut. Let me just come up a little bit here. It's like this. Yeah. Nechle kopeiskis manei noi muta liknes mikas pei meise karti sa grohe le meise tzedoke. There's a machloikis we're allowed to do it. Now, so what's a machloikis? They bring from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach shem muta, you're allowed to, ubetnai, shem yizke ba grohe, yitin es kol aschia le meise. It means if you win, you don't keep it. You give the whole thing back. Shos es a grohe. Ubiya, dim la yitain esas chie, as I miskavam am nosai, so you won't give it away, so giving because, vosa liknoise mi maisek sofim, oh, shakaya. Yeah, yeah, shut up, please. Yosh, hey, liknoise kauta, yeah, yeah. Vosa liknoise mi maisek sofim, number one. Number two, he brings from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky had an eight, so he could do like this, that I'll give. I want to buy a lottery ticket. So I'll do like this. I'll give you a head check. Don't deposit it now. I'll give you a head check that when we'll find out who won or who lost. And I'm giving you a $200 head check. Now it's like this. If I win, so then I'll give it for my money. It'll be my money. If I won't win, then it'll be for my money. So there, lechayre, it would be a little better already. So it's called, if I win, I'm not giving it b'chlal for my money. Then I'm giving it for my money. And that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said is also also. Shekosav shein liknes kartis in shek dochui, that means a head check. The last is nine. Shimeske bagrola azaya kesef shel hakartis yiyem nikisi. He says you shouldn't do this either. So here we have Machmirim. Ulam, Mishael the Jewish B'Shevet HaLevi, Hitta. He says, Moti Lat Bible, Kosov Shem Yiske Shaykh HaPras LeMoyset. Yeah. Yeah, so the kids are no problem. He holds it's Moti the Shevet HaLevi. The Kulit says, everything is a Tzarech Tzedoke. Ramoyshe makes a different chilek. He says there's different types of lotteries. He says, if it's only a small amount of people that go into this lottery, so such a lottery is worth money. That means there's 1 out of 100 chances I'll win. There's a big percentage I'll win. So the lottery ticket has a monetary value. That means because there's 1 out of 100 chances I'll win. Afeli kavon the litzoker. That means this is worth money. There's a million lotteries. So it's a tumult. It's not poshut. I don't know what to tell you. What you could buy with the maisim money is a machlokes. Yeah. If there's a million lottery, you're allowed to. What? He doesn't say anything. No, there seems there's no problem. There's no problem about the winning. So, I mean, the Shevis HaLevi and the Moshe Sim, there's no problem about the winning. And Shlomo Zalman says...
One thing is,
with Mike with points.